And so that's different. That's different from the sugar.
Very different.
Now, what if you had an even larger piece of furniture, maybe than a shifter robe, and it didn't have anything but a place to hang clothes?
That would be a wardrobe.
And then, so that is different from a shifter robe.
I would think so, because if I remember correctly, what we had used as shifter robes did have drawers. Mm-hmm. And the wardrobes probably had two doors opening out. They took the place of what a hanging closet would now. A closet for hanging would do that.
But how were the ceilings in your older home? In the home you
lived? About 12 feet.
Mm-hmm. What about these?
8. Standard 8 foot.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how the ceilings were that much larger.
Mm-hmm. But that was for cooling purposes in the summer.
Oh, it was.
The heat would rise naturally. In the wintertime it rose too, and you'd freeze on the bottom, be warm on the top.
Yeah. Well, what did people call a little space there between the ceiling and the roof?
Well, we called it the loft.
The loft.
Now I say attic.
Mm-hmm. This still means about the
same thing. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What's the general term that you usually use for just things like chairs and couches and television and tables and so forth?
Furnishings.
Mm-hmm. Anybody mm-hmm. use anything else for that? Or maybe when you were a girl, did you hear anything else, or hear other people use anything else?
No, other than just furniture.
Have you ever heard anybody called house plunder?
No, I haven't.
Never heard that one around here? Okay. Let's see, what do you call the things that are hanging there behind you?
Those are draperies.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if you pulled them up and down?
Those would be shades. Mm-hmm.
And what if they were metal-like and they open? And
they would be Venetian blinds.
Mm-hmm. So those things are different kinds of things.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned something else that always fascinates me. You mentioned you had a fireplace. Could you tell me how you built a fire? Is that how you heated your house?
That and heaters. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me how you built a fire?
Well, yes, we used splinters, we call them, or light wood. Mm-hmm. Now, you noticed I didn't say lighter, mm-hmm. but my parents just didn't, so we called it light wood.
Light wood.
Mm-hmm. Or kindling.
Mm-hmm. Still about the same.
And papers, if we had them, we treasured our papers so to read over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we used the Sears Roebuck catalog in various ways.
Mm-hmm. And what would you use besides that? And then you might. Do you ever use?
Oh, we would have logs. And if we could afford it, we had some coal occasionally.
Mm-hmm. What'd you call the things that you laid your logs across?
And fire dogs.
Fire dogs. Anybody ever call those anything else?
And irons.
About the same thing there?
Uh-huh.
And what'd you call the little place that came out in front of them?
That was the hearth.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else use anything different?
My grandmother said hearth.
Oh, hmm. Well, we just pronounced it a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. And just as she said, instead of saying, I would like to do so and so, as we would say, she said, I should like to. Hmm. Now, whether that was always significant of anything of her childhood, or where they spoke growing up, I don't know.
What'd you call the thing right above the fireplace?
That was the mantle.
Anybody ever call that anything else?
Yes, but I really don't remember.
Anybody call it fireboard by chance?
Right. But,
older people ever use that word now? Is that about gone out?
That must be out. I haven't heard it in years.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that the smoke goes up?
That's the chimney.
Let me ask you, say you're driving down by a factory in town and you see the smoke coming out. Is it still coming out of a chimney?
Right. To me it is.
So it's all
instead of a smokestack. Some people would say mm-hmm. smokestack.
And let's see.
But now, if we go to the wood heaters, we had a wood heater in one of the bedrooms and we call that the flue.